Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon or good evening. This is George Gamond, and welcome to the show. Well, welcome to Monday. Hope everybody's week is starting off really, really well. You had a great weekend. Did you have any fun? Hope you had some fun this weekend. I had an interesting weekend. I did some really nice things and spent some time at the park with my daughter and baby to be. Yeah, she's due any probably week. I think. I kept telling her it's the 5th. This is my psychic prediction. It's the 5th, which is also her mother's birthday, and which she's kind of like, oh, no, don't let her be born on my mother's birthday. That'll be like craziness. So we'll see what happens. So I'm due to have a granddaughter in the next few days, which is kind of exciting. Yeah, it is. So how's everybody today? So I wanted to talk a little bit about what I do. Yeah, I keep talking about that, don't I? So I have some articles. I get up early, feed my dog, all that fun. I just take care of the little pet family that I have, dog and cat. And then I go back to bed for a little while. I was thinking about how much I miss working with people. Now, I do the macro, the micro thing. The macro is this radio show to some degree is a macro thing, and writing is a macro thing, and channeling for groups is a macro thing. But I miss the one-on-one with people. I did a lot of psychic readings for the last 20 years, and a lot of them were... So it was one-on-one, or maybe a couple people, but mostly one-on-one. And I kind of miss that. I miss that, the being the empath, being talking about people's past lives and being the empath and being the intuitive. What I don't miss, and I clarify that this really quickly, is I'm a positive person, and I put my message out there is to be very positive, uplifting, creating hope and happiness in people, helping them to reach that goal. But if people call in, and then a really, really, I seem to not be able to help them. There's levels of negativity, I guess, and people who are reaching for hope and reaching out for hope, but people who have lost hope and are desperate, I can't connect with them well. So I love to help people who are open to possibilities, who are open to guidance, who are open to predictions. I'll use that word. Why not, right? Predictions that come from their soul or what the universe has already aligned for them. And all they have to do is make minor shifts in their energy to get there.
The things that you want,
the universe is already aligning for you, or your thoughts are creating. I apply the law of attraction a lot too, and I've been dealing with the law of attraction in helping people to see what's coming for them, what the universe, God, the universe. I call it, instead of God or source, the I am. I am everything, the I am. I like that word, the I am. Okay, so I'm wandering off track here a little bit.
Help you. I really want to, and I've been
last number of years of giving past life readings and predicting things in people's lives. When people have the desire to achieve that and aren't desperate about achieving that, if that makes sense to you at all, I don't know if it makes sense, because I ran into a lot of that when people had jobs or didn't have jobs and wanted a job and they were desperate, but their energy field was so negative that getting to that job vibration, Even if you saw a job for them, they might.
You got to get yourself in alignment.
Action of getting in alignment with what you want. If I gave you a prediction that you're going to meet somebody in 6 months to marry, to have a partner with, which I have, and I've predicted it for people, and it has happened. They have met that person. Now, no guarantees it's going to work out because there's some free will, but if you meet that connection, at least at least you can you have a direction. So that happens. I predict those things. But if you come in going, it's never happened to me in the past.
Possibilities, if you don't have
to provide these things, I don't know what you're looking for from a psychic. Maybe you're desperate and you think, well, I'll just try this. I tried everything else. So I'll call somebody and I'll try this and maybe it'll work. But to make it work, you have to buy into the process because you have to buy into the universe, allowing it to come about. So that's what I'm about. So I'd love to do that for you. An intuitiveness, an empath. I read people really, really well. I mean, really. I will tell people
amazed that I would know those things.
And not an empath. That's what Spirit's guiding me to understand about people. I give all credit to my Spirit teachers that help me to open up to read people. But I'm also able to read the person that you're concerned about, the partner, the husband, the wife, the child. Okay. Be able to read them a little bit about their intention, a little bit about where they're going, what their plan is to some degree, what they're good at, like as in a child, and help you to help them to get onto that path.
This person's not a good.
This is not going to work out. And as much as you want it to work out, it's not going to work out. So I'll give you that. And you have to decide. I'll take a cautionary note here. I hear what he has to say, and I'll look for the signs that he's saying that could happen. And that's what I'm all about. That's how I'd like to help you. Go. Okay, so what are we doing? So I got some articles. They're going to call in, come into the chat room, whatever you do today. That's what I'm here. I'm in here for another 30.
A quote from the Abraham material.
The last couple of days, and they kind of summarize what I've been talking about. And this is Abraham being a non-physical entity that's has been presenting material through Esther Hicks since 1985. And this is from a workshop in July 12th, 2003. And I'll tie it into what I've been talking about and see if that makes sense. How do you ever get the truth to be more the way that you want it to be? You've just got to start beating the drums of truth the way you
do. You will immediately feel
there are those who might say, oh, you're not facing the fact. And we say, we would never face any fact that was taking me to a place we don't want to be. There are those who believe that the world is getting more and more desperate. We are here to tell you that the world is getting better, better, and better, and that every experience you have causes you to launch rockets of desire. And Source comes in response to those rockets. Source being God, I call the I Am, comes in response.
The best thing about your birth and
resistance one die, allowing ones are born, the ones who allow things. The resistance, those who resist good, those who resist allowing things to happen, die, and those who are allowing, allow it to happen. With this combination of contrast that keeps you launching new and new desires, it's no wonder that the universe is expanding in a marvelous way, and life is getting better in every day. And in this moment, for everyone who insists on focusing,
come back to the psychic thing for a moment.
So what is your truth? Your truth is you want somebody in your life. And you just want somebody to confirm that, yeah, there's somebody coming in your life that I've been holding on to. And I know somebody's going to come in my life, a partner is going to come into my life. And I'm talking to a psychic or talking to George, who's an empath and an intuitive, that is telling me, yeah, that's you're in alignment. The universe is bringing it. And it's a few months away. Just stay in alignment. Stay on your truth. Don't let people discourage you. Believe it.
The energy out there. So I'm just confirming you.
People who work like I do are confirming for you what you've been asking for, that the universe has aligned it for you. Does it make sense? I think it does. There's a great quote, and see if I can find it. If I can find it, I don't know, maybe not. It was in, I reposted it on Facebook, and it was from the Dalai Lama. And it was along the same line about the planet. I thought it'd be interesting if I can find it. Okay, let me see if I can find it.
Okay, here's a Dalai Lama quote.
And I like this. I got this a few hours ago. Let me keep reading. There are grounds for optimism when you think that in the early 20th century, few people used the word compassion. But nowadays, even politicians talk about it. Similarly, a century ago, hardly anyone thought about ecology and the environment the way we do today. What's more, in the early 20th century, people regarded war and the use of force as the only way to solve problems. And today, that has...
And I like this quote, it really goes...
That more and more people are seeing a different desire for the planet, seeing peace. Now, it's taking time. And those resistors to peace, those who are stuck in where they're at, they will pass. And new ones will come in who see the value of peace. So it is a gradual evolution of society towards a more peaceful society, to a more involved society. And that quote from the Dalai Lama really played into that really well. So take your...
Now, I won't be here tomorrow, so...
Now, the calls that... The readings I'm doing here are meant to be really brief and to the point, but if you need an extensive reading, you need to contact me. We can get more into the details and more into the how that you can align yourself, what the universe is telling you it's coming for you. I give you a little bit about when, but a lot more about how. Okay, so if you got my point. Okay, so what are we doing now? We're going to get into another article.
Abraham.
Yesterday's quote. I thought this was really interesting. So bear with me. This is all in the same kind of basic theme of aligning yourself to what you want. And what I do for you is to help you to confirm that, yeah, it's coming. Hang in there. It's coming. People say, this is the Abraham quote. People say, if I'm always setting goals and reaching for the future, then am I not squandering my now? And we say, if you're in it now and you're using the future event to make you feel good.
Now, and that's the best now
that you could ever find. Let me try to rephrase that a little bit. And I understand what they're saying, and it's really cool. If you're in the now and you're daydreaming and imagining and visualizing what you want in the future that feels good, that's instead of thinking about all the terrible things that are going on in your world and your life and all the problems and all the difficulties, if you're focusing on what feels good, even in like, later in the
day, feel good. And it's like asking the universe,
I want to feel good. Bring me things to feel good. Help me things to focus on. I'm feeling good. Now, if you're feeling good and you're having a great time and life is really on a great roll, that's a whole different story. But you want to stay there. You're always forced back to contrast because things that you don't want, because life will bring you things that you don't want. But for the most part, you need to focus on where you want to go and what feels good. And asking the universe, asking the great I am, to bring to you what you want and to feel good.
Do that and go, God, bring me some fun today.
Or wake up in the morning and go, God, I want to have some fun today. Yeah, just the universe, bring me some fun. Just bring into my life some fun, some adventure today, some challenge that when I accomplish it, I'll feel really good about myself for doing it. That's what we're talking about. So that's focusing. I want to go in the direction of constantly feeling good as much as I possibly can. Okay, so I don't see anybody listening or talking. You know, please join me in the chat room. Sign some articles, and I kind of set articles inside in case.
You understand where I'm coming from, don't you? You understand what I'm
trying to do.
Get away from the when part for a while.
But you need the when. You need hope. You need to know it's coming. And I'm not giving you when from, oh, this is really the when from the universe is already aligning this for you. And now the how part is what you have to do to stay in alignment, right? This is what the universe is saying that you need to do to stay in alignment to do that. So I see I have a caller, so we'll get into the articles in a minute. I have some really cool articles.
Breaking away from
and insecurities. I really want to do the one on chakras. I highlighted that one before, but I want to get into it a little bit more. So we'll do that and how that ties into what we're talking about, opening up your chakras. I work on that every day, opening up my energy centers, which is opening myself up to the energies of the universe to create more of what I want in life. And more than how I want to feel, if that makes sense. Okay, so let me take a call, and we'll jump more into that. And then we'll...
I got an article on foods that help.
You ever have insomnia and you can't sleep? It was kind of interesting about that. Yes. Hello?
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 Hi. Who am I speaking to?
Sherelle?
Oh, okay, we've talked before. Yes. So what's going on today? What's going on this beautiful Monday? You having a good day? How's the weather?
Oh, it was chilly. Got chilly since the weekend.
But that's
what
okay,
about
isn't
you?
It?
Yeah, it's okay.
It's about mid-70s.
It's not hot.
Mid-70s.
Didn't get hot yet. It hasn't got hot yet. Maybe 80. I don't know. I don't think it hit 80 today, but that's all right. It's nice. We could always use a little bit
right.
more rain. We're going to be out of water
mm-hmm.
soon. So. But I don't believe that. I believe we'll be out of water because I believe that this fall and winter, we're going to, maybe it's psychic, whatever. I had another psychic prediction or feeling a while back, and it's been proven true. Let me share this with you. You remember you're probably too young, but there was the OJ trial back in 2004, was it, or something like that? 2000
mm-hmm.
trial for.
Okay. Are you there? Okay, so there's my.
I'm
little,
here. I'm listening.
And I even at the time that it happened, I had this really weird feeling like he may have been involved in it, but he didn't do it. And I really had the strong premonition that his son was involved in it. He had a son who was like 20 at the time. See, OJ had a lot of physical. He played football for a long time, and he had a lot of arthritic problems and weakening of hands and so forth from all the battering that he took playing football.
Mm-hmm.
And now there was this article, this
or I don't know, Inside Edition or something that they're talking about how
mm-hmm.
possibly his son that some of the DNA later on that they discovered under his fingernails. Possibly
mm-hmm.
was his son was from his son and not OJ. So that was just my psychic prediction.
Right.
I felt it. No, I don't think he did it exactly. So what's going on with you?
Oh, you say you don't think he did it?
I think he may be involved in it. He may have covered up for his son, and he knew about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, or he might have been bit,
and his son went crazy. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Right.
And he covered up for his son because he didn't want his son to go to prison.
Mhm.
I just had that kind of premonition that, yeah, he knew about it, and he was there. Or he knew about it, but his son did the
Probably
actual
did.
Murder. Okay. So what's going on with
oh,
you?
Oh wow.
That's
okay.
My psychic thing for the day.
Now, do you think? With the guy,
I don't think.
With the guy, Well, what? Okay.
Fine. Go ahead. With the
guy Sam. Do you see him like wanting to see me soon, or?
But you're really obsessed on this man, aren't you? Are you really obsessed on him, aren't you?
No, not really.
How many times have you asked me about Sam? How many times have you asked me about Sam?
I don't know.
Three or four? Three or four?
Yeah, probably so.
So you really like him, don't you?
Yeah, but I'm starting to kind of fall back at the same time too.
Good for you. Good for you. That's what I hear is you got to do. Is you got to make him. You got to allow him to chase you, and don't chase him.
I'm not. I have a good chase
for him. Needs to be the hunter. Okay?
Okay.
You need to tease him. Romantically tease him. You know? Okay, do you see him from time to time and you're not necessarily on a date?
No, I don't. We don't even go out on a date.
But do you see him? Do you never see him?
No, not really. I haven't seen him going on like a month.
Okay, well, you have in the past. But do you have a way to see him? Pictures,
yes, I do.
Facebook, whatever it is.
No.
Do you have a way?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You need to show him to entice him. You got to act really, you know, like do your best to entice him. Okay? Dress your best. Do
mm-hmm.
your best. You know, get his eyeballs all lit up to see you again. Okay?
I do. But it just,
okay, well, I really feel that he'll come forward. But I hear give it a month. Give it a month. Okay?
A month.
Don't chase. Give it a month. So we're talking in early July. If this is June already, believe me.
Yeah, I texted him yesterday.
Can you believe that?
I just texted him one time yesterday because I haven't heard from him from two or 3 weeks. I just texted him.
Yeah, give it a month. And I really feel
okay.
The energy around him is if you entice, he'll step forward.
What you mean entice? Like?
Oh, showing a picture. Not sexual, like, you know, like really nasty pictures, but just kind of. He can see what you, yeah, just so that he sees you're out there and you're looking good. You're looking good. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
You got to look good. Okay? You'll get him. I do get, and I have to admit, and I'm not trying to be overly optimistic, I do feel a lot of resistance on his part. Okay? And I really
mm-hmm.
get that you can overcome the resistance, but I really get a lot of resistance on his part.
Yeah.
You have
yeah.
to decide, is this something I really want to work that hard at?
No. No, that's why I'm kind of slowly backing off. And eventually I am going to just let it go. It's not worth it. Huh?
Show him, you know, show him. What he's missing, show him the piece of cake that he's not getting, right?
Yeah.
Show him the dessert that he's missing out on. And if he can't step forward, it's his loss, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so give it a month. See what happens.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you. Thank you, George.
Take care.
You too.
Yeah, it just felt a lot of resistance there for some reason. Not on her part, but on her friend's part that she's trying to, I just don't, that's what being an empath is all about, is feeling the energy of the other person. A certain amount of resistance there. It's not good. Not healthy. I think we're off the air. I don't know. What are we? What's happening here? It's not doing anything. Why is it not doing anything? Oh, I guess it is. Okay, so what do we talk about? Chakras. Let's talk about chakras. Or let's have some fun. I got about 20 minutes. Let's have some fun. Let's talk about food. Not like what to eat all the time, but foods that help or harm your sleep. I think that's a good one. Do you ever go to bed at night and you can't sleep and you're going, oh, late? You go, oh, I got family members. My brother does some of this, but it still doesn't help him. He's just, well, whatever. What you eat affects how you sleep. And this is from WebMD. If you pick the right foods to help you get the best sleep possible, wouldn't you? And if you knew which foods would hinder your restful slumber, wouldn't you avoid them? Yeah, right, sure. It's that craving, right? I know I shouldn't eat that, but I'll eat it anyway, right? Now is your chance to learn which foods to eat and which
for a good night's sleep. So if you're going to eat these,
you have the craving for something that's not necessarily going to help you sleep. What's a sneep? Okay. Then you may want to eat them a little bit earlier in the day, you know, quite a bit earlier in the day. Reach for tryptophan-rich foods. Tryptophan, T-R-Y-P-T-O-P-H-A-N. Turkey is one of the most famous foods having tryptophan in it. You ever eat a big Thanksgiving meal and you kind of like, okay, I'm ready. I've been eating a lot of turkey and I'm ready to fall asleep, right? Doesn't mention it here.
That has tryptophan in it. You've
all warm milk's magical ability to send us off to dreamland. Do you know why it's true? Dairy foods contain tryptophan, which is a sleep-promoting substance. Other foods that are high in tryptophan include nuts, seeds, bananas, honey, and eggs. Interesting. Nuts, seeds, banana. Now, I'm going to throw turkey in there because I don't know why they don't talk about turkey, but it's really, really has a lot of tryptophan in it. I'm not sure why. Okay. Indulge your craving.
Hydrate-rich food.
Complement dairy foods by increasing the level of sleep-inducing tryptophan in the blood. So a few perfect late-night snacks to get you snoozing might include a bowl of cereal and milk, yogurt and crackers, or bread and cheese. Excuse me, bread and cheese. Now, I would say, okay, you can do the crackers with the cheese. You know, that then you're doing the basically the same thing. Or make a turkey sandwich. Ooh, right there you got your.
You buy too much protein.
A little bit of turkey. How about a little turkey on crackers, right? Okay, moving right along. Let's move on to this thing about inducing their sleep. Have a snack before bedtime. If you struggle with insomnia, a little food in your stomach may help you sleep. But don't use this as an open invitation to pig out. Keep the snack small. A heavy meal will tax your digestive system, making you uncomfortable and unable to get smoothing sleep.
But we need to be reminded.
Like, what should I eat at night? Oh, you have a little snack. Have the crackers and cheese. The bowl of cereal with milk. Have a good quality cereal, right? A little turkey with crackers. A little turkey sandwich, right? Cheese turkey. Ooh, that's a good one. Okay, but now we get into the other part of it. I'll look and see if anybody wants to talk to me or any questions in the chat room. Ah, I got a caller. I'll be with you in a minute. I'm talking about foods that help you get to sleep. Anybody have insomnia? I'm pretty good about that. I only get insomnia when I eat the wrong things late at night. Because
my only problem, one of the things that in this article,
back to it after the caller, is never drink liquids after 8 o'clock at night. And interesting, never drink liquids after 8 o'clock. Because if you're like me, I'm drinking water up to 9, 10 o'clock. And at 2 in the morning, I'm off to the restroom, right? It's a warning. A warning that I ignore. Okay, I do. What do? He wrote you, I do.
Cut out the liquids. Don't
up at 8 o'clock at night. Okay, that's one way of doing it. Make sure you use the restroom before you go to bed. And
yeah, we're talking about in the article. Let me take a caller.
See, the show is really about, I'm about helping you to, live a more happy life with spirituality and some other things. And how you're feeling have you feeling, you can't really be a very good spiritual person if you're feeling bad physically all the time. So that's why I get into a lot of the health things. And I have had my health issues in the past. So I love to talk about health. And I'm a medical intuitive, which I don't get to use very much. Okay, so yes, so you stop drinking late. Water especially. Caffeine late at night. Having a evening like or tea, even certain black teas. Certain teas have caffeine in them. So you got to avoid caffeine drinks after a certain time, too. All that. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh. Can you hear me?
Yes. Who am I speaking to?
This is Sierra.
Sierra?
Yes.
Okay. How are you today? Is your week starting off?
I'm doing pretty good, and yourself?
Yeah, well, this thing cuts out every once in a while. I can't hear people. But so how are you? So what's going on? What's on your mind?
Well, I was just calling in, listening in. I didn't really have anything. I had just tuned in towards the end of the show, so I was just trying to catch up on what y'all was talking about.
Well, what I talk about? Well, I'm not going to go back over the whole first 10 minutes of the show and what I talk about, what I do, but just briefly, what I do is I'm an intuitive. I'm a channel. I'm an empath. What I do is read, and spirit helps me to read what's going on with you, but also what's going on with the other person in your life or people in your life. Really good about reading children and like what their intentions are for the future or what their life plan is and that sort of thing. And I'm a medical intuitive to some degree, and I have past life readings, all that stuff, all that fun stuff. I get into when things are going to happen some. Now, I've kind of shied away in the past. I've done psychic stuff for 20-something years, but I've got into when things are going to happen, but I believe when has a lot to do with you. Okay?
When. Okay.
If somebody tells you
to make $1 million next year, you really got to believe that. You got to really focus on that because then it won't happen. The universe can put it out there. God can say, you make $1 million, and you go, nah, it ain't going to happen. I can't make it. You won't. But no. Even if you got it, you probably spend it in a week anyway, right? You don't appreciate
money. Well, I've learned, you know, through my challenges of struggling with trying to have money, I've learned how to better manage money. So I think that if I was to get $1 million today or tomorrow, I would know what to do with it. I wouldn't just go spend it all crazy and willy-nilly. I was invested in, to make more money.
Positive attitude about it. So the universe is going to align more money for you, or God, or whatever. I call it the I Am, is going to align more money for you because you have a good attitude about it. You're able to manage it.
Yeah.
You have a positive attitude. Some people don't have a positive attitude about money. They think having money is sinful and only bad people have money, and I have a family member like that who thinks, you know, only crooked people have a lot of money. And that's not true. There are a lot of good people, a lot of money.
So money in itself is not
a person's attitude about the money, right?
Right.
Just maintaining a positive attitude.
Well, I just try to stay positive, you know, because I know that life is too short and that it's not promised to you. So I don't live my life in fear and on the edge.
Okay. Can I give you a little bit of prediction to see what happens for you, okay? Just a little one. Now, you got to believe. If you don't believe in it, if you don't buy into it, then probably it will never happen. But I believe that there will be a windfall, a money windfall. I'm not talking millions of dollars.
Later this year for you. Later
fall to winter, fall, you know, October, November, some kind of windfall for you. Do you know what I mean? I'm not necessarily a lotto, but, you know, something will, you know, and if somebody owes you money or something happens. I don't have the spirit's not going to give you exactly how it happens, but just write that down, a little piece of paper, windfall around October, November, and then see if it happens.
Okay.
I'm not necessarily talking a lot of money, but enough money that you go, hey, that's going to happen right now. Okay?
Okay.
Good for you.
because you're living in a
group that appreciates what you have, right?
Right.
You're a very grateful person. You're appreciative and grateful for the things that happen in your life. You're grateful for who you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're a happy camper for the most part. That's a good thing. Everybody has challenges, but you have a positive attitude about life. Good for you. Keep going.
Okay, do you see anything about my love life?
Oh, love life. Here we go. Uh-oh. What about love life? What about it? What's the problem?
Well, you know, I meet guys. I don't have a problem with meeting guys. I meet them, but it's like when we talk on the phone, we're connecting. But then as soon as we meet in person, then they're no longer interested. So I'm like, I don't know if it's that I'm coming off too strong or once they see me. But it's like they see my pictures, so they know what I look like. And, my pictures are pretty recent. So I was just wondering, is there something going on with me that I need to work on?
I give you a ditto to that one. I know that one. I know that one too well. Okay, I know that one.
You knew. Okay.
That principle that I talked about earlier in the show, which is the law of attraction. Don't think about them anymore. Don't think about the ones that didn't work out. Stop focusing on the ones that didn't work out. The law of attraction or the cause and effect or whatever you want to expression to you, Jesus talked about that too, is if you focus on what you didn't like or the that didn't work out, you're going to get another one just like that. Okay? So now you need to write down your prescription or your what you want in a man, the qualities that you want in a man, put that out to God. This is what I want. And good person. So you have to present the good person in you, the who person you are. It's like you sell yourself for such a good person that you are, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you have a lot of great qualities, but you're attracting the wrong men for the qualities.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You have to put out there to the universe that this is my good qualities. I want to attract somebody who can appreciate me for who I am. That's your main thought. I want to attract somebody who appreciate who. Because you're a lot of fun, aren't you? Be a little intimidating at times.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but that's okay. You're a strong woman. That's okay, isn't it?
Yeah.
You don't want to be a pushover. So you're trying to attract men who appreciate the woman who has strength and independence.
Okay.
You're meeting men. Just change what you want. Put it out there a little differently and you'll get what you want. Okay?
I didn't hear that last thing you said because the phone went out.
Yeah, just change a little bit about what you want in a man. Just revise it slightly and you'll get what you want.
Okay.
Okay? You'll get it.
Okay. All right. Well,
yeah,
thank you.
Just put it out to God. This is the man I want because I want a man who appreciates my strength. I want a man who appreciates me for who I am.
And you don't want somebody weak. You want somebody
who matches your strength, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Then put it out there that way. You'll get it. Take care.
All right. You too. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye. If she does that, if she goes out there and puts it out that way to the universe, it'll happen quickly. Wow, that was quick. I didn't expect it like this soon. Sometimes you just have to change your thinking just a little bit, just a slight tweak.
Out there, and bam, it's
okay. So. Back to my article about foods to avoid and eat before you want to go to bed so you don't become an insomniac. Put down the burger and the fries. So this is pretty obvious, right? If you needed another reason to avoid high-fat foods, research shows that people who often eat high-fat foods not only gain weight, but also experience a disruption of their sleep cycles. A heavy meal activates digestion, which can lead to nighttime trips to the restroom. That's kind of an interesting thing, and they don't give you a time frame, but they're just saying avoid those heavy meals.
Right. Make your
for breakfast. Beware of hidden caffeine. I like this. Beware of the hidden caffeine in the world. It's no surprise that an evening cup of coffee may disrupt your sleep. I have found that. I can't have caffeine. My doctor doesn't want me to have caffeine either, so that's cool. Even moderate caffeine can cause sleep disturbances. But don't forget about less obvious caffeine sources like chocolate. Ooh, that's a tough one. Chocolate. Ooh. Cola. So that means you don't.
Right. Cola, tea, and
coffee. For better sleep, cut out all caffeine from your diet 4 to 6 hours before bedtime. That's a little tough, but try it. See if you have a problem. If you don't have a problem, yeah, no big deal, right? Okay, medications may contain caffeine. Some over-the-counter and prescription drugs contain caffeine. Such as pain relievers, weight loss pills, diuretics, and cold medicines. These and other medications may
have caffeine than a cup of coffee.
No, there's, yeah, certain things have a lot of caffeine in them. There's Excedrin, I think, is really big on that. You know, it's like, or migraine medications sometimes have a lot of caffeine in it. Check the label of non-prescription drugs or the prescription drugs information sheet to see if your medicine interferes with sleep or can cause insomnia. Yeah, I mean, it's not the obvious thing to think about, but, ooh, I can't sleep well. I wonder why. What am I taking at night, right? Next one. Okay, let me see if you guys are there and wanted to talk to me. No, nobody wants to talk.
This makes some sense to people, and if I can...
Uh-oh. Nothing like an uh-oh. So I got one more. Skip the nightcap. Here's the catch-22 with alcohol. It may help you fall asleep faster, but you may experience frequent awakenings, less restful sleep, headaches, night sweats, and nightmares. If you're consuming alcoholic beverages in the evening, balance each drink with a glass of water to dilute the alcohol's effects. For a good night's sleep, the better bet is to avoid alcohol 4 to 6 hours before bedtime. That's, you know, if you go to bed at midnight or...
You can't have no drinks after...
kind of thing. Whoa, wait a minute. Or no drinks after 7. Yeah, when you go to drive, you got a problem with that anyway. Okay, I will not be here tomorrow, which is... I will be here on Wednesday. We'll do the same thing. I'll try to emphasize this idea of being an intuitive and an empath and trying to read what your intention is, what your soul's intention is for you in the future, what you have in your life plan, what's your purpose, what you're asking for, and is it arrangeable? Is the universe going, yeah, we can do that for you, or the universe is going
a little bit.
It's like, sometimes the answer is no. No, I'm kidding. No, the answer is always yes, but the answer may be a little bit different than you see it to be, right? A little bit different because your higher self knows a little bit more about you. So this has been fun, and I appreciate the callers. I appreciate the people in the chat room. I love you guys, and I will be back on Wednesday. Again, these are all meant to be very brief readings, so if you want something more extensive, please contact me, and you can go to my website, and there's a
reading for a few minutes.
My website for those who listen to the show. So an offer, or if you want to contribute to the show, I'll give you a reading anyway. Win-win for all of you. Win-win. So have a beautiful day. Have some fun. Really, go out and have some fun. Thank you. Bye.